Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joe Casciaro, who is an NBA columnist for The Score, who recently wrote an article entitled, "Can the Disappointing Hawks Turn It Around?" And that's kind of where we're at. Have they turned it around? Can they continue to do this? And they have been, no question, disappointing. We all understand that. And Joe Casciaro joins us this morning on the WaveFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Hey, Joe.
Joe.
Hey. How's it going?
Pretty good, pretty good. So Joe, jumping right into it, do you feel like what the Hawks have done thus far has been, you know, the start of them turning this season around?
I mean, it's definitely the start of something, right? When you look at the games they've won in a row, and, you know, a game like last night, obviously they crushed just what's been a despicable Kings team. This might be the earliest I've ever seen a team check out, especially one that's still kind of playing for something. But they've beaten some good teams here. They beat Milwaukee to start this streak. They beat the Heat. So, you know, whether this actually leads them to something bigger, we have to wait and see, but you can't deny that it's the start of something. They're definitely playing better the last week and a half than they did the couple months before it.
One of the things, Joe, that we've talked about, and one of the questions about the team has been the chemistry of the club. Last year, when this team made this big run that they made up into stepping on the foot of the official, and the potential of them, you know, not only winning the East, maybe the title, was that they did it without Cam Reddish. And as good a player as Cam was, and as high as people like me were on Cam, and in terms of his ability to be an all-star player, play at that level, fact is that there were some hints that Cam was a bit of a problem. And when he was traded to New York, suddenly the Hawks are hot. Was Cam Reddish, do you think, an issue inside that locker room?
You know, I can't speak to whether he was an issue for sure, but I do think some things seem to be adding up. I mean, you just mentioned it, maybe the way the team plays without him now in a couple years in a row. But I think it's mostly, look, like, Cam's upside is on the offensive end, right? Like, he was a disappointing defender to me, but his upside is on the offensive end. There are a lot of players around the league who will tell you how talented Cam Reddish is and, you know, how gifted he is at being able to put the ball in the basket when he's at his best. I can imagine it would be hard to do that, or at least would be hard to develop that skill set when you're playing with Trae Young. And that's not a knock on Trae. I think the Hawks need every ounce of what Trae Young is and what he brings to the table and, you know, how special he is offensively. But I can't imagine that for a player like Cam, who, you know, probably wanted to and thought he deserved a shot to develop that on-ball skill, that scoring talent, that ability to get to the rim, all of that, it was probably impacted by having to play with Trae. And I wouldn't be surprised if that did cause some, you know, friction, let's say, at best.
Well, his playing time, by the way, with the Knicks has gone way down.
Yeah, he's been having a tough little go at it.
Yeah, it's not like
he can't even get it. He's barely getting in games, and the Knicks are getting blown out.
Right. So there's some issues there. I mean, talented player. Joe Casciaro is from The Score. He's an NBA columnist, and he joins John and Hugh as we discuss the state of the Atlanta Hawks. One of the questions Hugh and I were kind of, you know, beating around here is that we understand that Travis Schlenk has got to make some decisions here. It was on our show, Joe, that Travis came on, what, 2.5 weeks ago and made those big proclamations that hope, you know, when the team was on the road and did that interview. That got national attention about, you know, calling his team out. With the trade deadline 2 weeks away, do you expect that the Hawks are going to make a big move or a minor move?
Honestly, I don't expect a major move. If the Sixers actually are enamored enough with John Collins to send Ben Simmons to Atlanta, then I think the Hawks would make that move. But short of that, I really can't see a major move being made. Because the thing is, too, like, you know, I was looking at that game last night against Sacramento. That was one of the first times, I think, this season certainly, but honestly, one of the first times I can remember the last 2 years since the Hawks, since Schlenk and his team really put this team together, that they were at 100% full strength. Like, they had all hands on deck, where, you know, there's a reason why people like myself came into the season thinking that the Hawks were one of the deepest teams, not just in the East, but in the league. Like, their depth of true rotation caliber talent is pretty incredible. And you kind of saw that on display last night. It was a blowout win, yes, but I think 15 guys played. They've got a good 10 or 11 guys that I think are rotation caliber. You know, you've got Gallo, Okongwu, Bogdanovich, Wright, Lou Will, Luau Cabarro coming off your bench. There is a lot of depth here, and I want to see what this team looks like at full strength, healthy. They got DeAndre Hunter back. You know, I mentioned in my piece, and I've been saying for the last 2 years, that I think he is very much the glue guy for this team. Capella and him are their two most important defenders. And I think, you know, especially the way they're starting to play now, I would imagine the front office there wants to see where this team can take it at full strength with all the pieces around Trey that they intended to be around Trey. So again, you know, if Ben Simmons is truly on the table for them, I think they'll pursue that. But short of a no-brainer like that, I just really don't see them blowing this team up. Because the thing is, too, like, usually when a losing team is capped out and tied to long-term money, you're trying to get out of that long-term money and you're trying to find a way to kind of start over again. But the Hawks are in a really unique position because, okay, yes, they're a losing team that's capped out and they've got all this long-term money on the books, but they're also a very young team with a lot of upside. And okay, maybe a couple of those contracts don't look great right now, but none of them are even close or remotely close to untradeable. It is a lot of young guys on these long-term contracts under team control that can either continue to grow in Atlanta or, worst case, can be flipped for other players' assets that can help them win now. So I really don't see a major move coming. I think this team, despite what's happened this season, I still think they are built to win together over the long run. And I hope that the front office gives them some time to figure it out. And then if they can't figure it out, that's fine. At that point, you know, you let them kind of dig their own grave if you want to get a little darker there. But for now, I think you've got to let them play through it.
This is a two-part question.
We haven't really seen this team play through it yet. They haven't been healthy enough.
Yeah, I was about to say that. But this is a two-part question for me. Like, you talk about the run that they went on last year. Do you think that that was a fluke? And the way that this team is presently constructed, like you just mentioned, how far do you think they could actually go in the playoffs if they make it in the playoffs?
So I don't think last year was a fluke. I was one of the people, like, I was even, I think it was early this season or maybe late in the summer, I made a video for the Scores YouTube channel about why not only did I not think it was a fluke, I thought it was something they could actually build on. Like, I thought the way this team was constructed, what was most impressive to me last year and the most encouraging was the fact that they built at like a respectable defense with Trae Young on the court. And to me, that was the key, where it's like, given how special Trae is offensively, the guy gives you an offensive floor like you wouldn't believe. I think last I checked, they had the second most efficient offense this season. It's pretty much all because of Trae. If you can even construct a respectable middle of the pack defense, this team's going places. The thing that's hurt them this year is that defense hasn't been there. So in terms of this season, I'm a little skeptical about how far they can go because the defense hasn't been there. And because they're coming at it from such a disadvantage, like last year when they were 14-20, when the McMillan firing happened, sorry, when the Pierce firing happened and McMillan took over for them, they were 14-20, but they were only three games back of sixth, right, for the final playoffs proper spot because the East was weaker. This year, the East is so much better. It's so much deeper that even if the Hawks start playing as well as they did last year, they're already in a hole where they've got to leapfrog six teams and make up six games just to get to sixth. So, like, I think their talent is still there for them to make the same kind of run, but it's just the margin for error is so much thinner this year that I think they will get back in the mix and be in the play-in, but the path to get back to where they were last year is just so much tougher because you're looking at having to win one, if not two, play-in games, probably at least one of them on the road, then having to open on the road against, you know, teams that are much better, if we're being honest, than some of the teams last year and probably much healthier than some of the teams last year were. In my opinion, there's too much going against them now, and a lot of that is their own doing because they did dig themselves this hole.
Talking with Joe Casciaro from the Score NBA columnist. I get into my bubble. I've been a Hawks fan, Joe. This just makes me old. 46 years of watching or covering the team. And in that time, I get a little bit caught up in my recency bias and in my tunnel vision. But let me go there on two players. DeAndre Hunter, who's better offensively, has more fluidity to his game than I thought when he came out of Virginia. Knew he was good defensively. Didn't know he was this good offensively. And the growth of Onyeka Okongwu. Is Hunter an all-star in the NBA? Is Okongwu a starting five in the NBA?
I think Okongwu definitely projects as a starting five in the NBA. His defensive upside to me is like tantalizing. Hunter, all-star might be a stretch, but I don't necessarily think that's like a bad thing. Like if DeAndre Hunter continues to develop, you know, on the trajectory he was on, I'm really high on DeAndre Hunter. I think he could be, you know, I mentioned earlier, I think he's like very much the glue guy for this team. I think he could be a very, very good NBA player for a long time. And I think at his best, there could be a couple seasons where he's at least in the mix to be an all-star. But I'm not convinced that he is necessarily a future all-star. But again, I don't think that necessarily has to be a bad thing or it means he's disappointing. If anything, I think he's kind of, when he's been healthy, I think he's outplayed his offensive expectations so far. And I'm excited to see where he can take it if he stays healthy, because that's just been the problem, right? He just hasn't been able to stay on the floor consistently enough to make the difference I think he's capable of making for this team.
Hey, Joe, Hugh, let's let somebody from the outside answer this question. Trae Young's a star. Well, obviously, he sets all these records. Who's the second best player on the Hawks?
Oof, that is a good question. I think right now I would still lean John Collins. I know he's been disappointing this year compared to last year. The defense has really slid again. But I think right now in 2022, I think it's John Collins. You ask me that question a year from now, I think I might be saying DeAndre Hunter. If you ask me that question 2 years from now, I think I might be saying Onyeka Okongwu. I really believe in his defensive upside that much. But I still think right now it is John Collins.
Okay, that's fair enough. All right, Joe. Well, we'll look and where can the fans find you?
They can find me, my writing at the Score in the Score app. I'm sure a bunch of them have that downloaded. They can listen to me on the Score's Pound the Rock NBA podcast, and they can watch me on the Score's YouTube channel.
I appreciate it. Joe Casciaro of the Score NBA columnist. Thanks, Joe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.